This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Text 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Iti te bhatri nirdesham adaya sirasadvitaha Tata prajanam kandanam vidadu kadana priyaha vichite patri nirdesham adaya shirasadvitaha Tata prajanam kandanam vidadhu kandana priya utite bhatri nirdesham adaya shirasajutaha Tata prajanam kandanam vidanu kandana priyam. Vaishnavis, Iti, thus, te, they, vātri, of the master, nirdesham, the direction, adaya, receiving, Sirasha with their heads. Advita respecting. Tata so also. Prajanam of all the citizens. Kadanam persecution. Vidadu executed. Kadana Priya, you are expert in persecuting others. Translation. Thus the demons, being fond of disastrous activities, took Hiranyakashipu's instructions on their heads with great respect and have offered him obeisances. According to his direction, they engaged in envious activities directed against all living beings. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The followers of demoniac principles, as described here, are fairly envious of the general populace. In the present day, scientific advancement examples such as envy. In the present day, scientific advancement exemplifies such envy. The discovery of nuclear energy has been disastrous to people in general because demons all over the world are manufacturing nuclear weapons. The word Kandana Priya is very significant in this regard. The demoniac persons who want to kill the Vedic culture are extremely envious of the feeble citizens, and they act in such a way that ultimately their discoveries will be inauspicious for everyone. Jagato Hitaha. The 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita fully explains how the demons engaged in sinful activities for the destruction of the populace. Omagyatamanandasya jananjana salakaya chaksura militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa namayam tadati sva padantikam. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhubhaiva cha Patitananam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudeva Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Is it possible to turn the fan down? So this verse is giving a clear indication of the demoniac mentality of the asuras. In this world, There are numerous names by which we identify ourselves by. In fact, there are hundreds and thousands of names we call ourselves. But Krishna has made it very easy for us in the sense that he has digested or reduced those. It's okay if it's not possible. He has reduced those numerous names into two categories. It's okay, don't worry. It's okay. Into two categories. Those two categories are we are either devotees or non-devotees. We're either enjoying bhakti ras or mundane ras. We're either on the path of pravritti marg or on the path of nivritti marg. We're either swan-like persons or crow-like persons. These are the two categories. And in regards to the crow-like persons who have no qualities at all, Prabhupada gave his own terminology. Hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. He mentioned how the leaders they're rogues and thieves. Simply rogues and thieves. One devotee suggested to Prabhupada that perhaps we should run to be elected. We should have one of our men to be elected to lead the world, to lead the country. But Prabhupada said, no, that is not our program. He said, even if you were elected, what would you do in amongst so many demons? He said, no, that is not our program. Our program is to give Krishna consciousness to the masses. And when the masses become Krishna conscious, then they will elect a devotee as a leader. This is Prabhupada's formula for leadership. To turn the masses first into devotees, and then the devotees will naturally elect a proper leader. So they eat, we eat. They drink, we drink. They have arts, we have arts. They dance, we dance. They sing, we sing. There's so many things that we do, they do, are the same. But what is the difference? The difference is that regarding the Vedic culture, the demons want to destroy Vedic culture and its principles. Whereas the devotees want to uphold the Vedic culture, tradition, and principles. These are the differences between the two. There was one monkey. He was jumping one day from tree to tree, as monkeys generally do. And one crocodile came downstream. He stopped where the monkey was running around and said, "Hey monkey, Would you like to come for a ride on my back? And the monkey was thinking, a ride on a crocodile's back. Well, that I've never done before. He said, okay, I'm coming. So he came down and he jumped on the crocodile's back. The crocodile turned around and went back upstream. After some time, the monkey inquired from the crocodile, my dear crocodile, where are we going? And the crocodile said, I'm taking you to my wife so that she can eat your heart. And the monkey said, but I left my heart back in the tree. Can we go and get it? So the crocodile turned around, went back to the tree. The monkey jumped back up on the branch, looked down to the crocodile, and said, bye-bye, crocodile. Hey, that was a joke. You can laugh if you like. Bye-bye, crocodile. This is meaning to say that the monkey, of course, monkey is not usually very intelligent, but this particular monkey was very intelligent because even though he may have gone here and there, he left his heart in the right place. And this is what's required from us. We have now discovered the difference between right and wrong, what's true and what's false, what's favorable for our Krishna consciousness and what's not. And therefore our art, the greatest art is the art of being able to stay focused in our practices and principles of Krishna consciousness. I'd like to highlight this morning some of the persons who have pointed a finger at the mundane establishment. This is very healthy for us to be aware of the demoniac nature of the establishments that we're surrounded in. Prabhupada, of course, he wanted us to come every year to Mayapur and Vrindavan to the festivals so that we can each year recharge our batteries, because in our preaching places there's so much mundaneness, so much impurities, so many demons that surround us, that by coming to Mayapur and Vrindavan every year we will be able to recharge, rejuvenate, and then return back to our preaching places. Of course, one devotee at one point, he had a suggestion regarding this, and he approached Srila Prabhupada, and he said, Srila Prabhupada, you have asked us all to come to Vrindavan and Mayapur each year. I am the temple president of Los Angeles Temple. If I send all the devotees from Los Angeles to the festival, that would cost the temple quite a bit of money. Why don't we use that money instead for preaching? We can save a lot of money, and we can use it for preaching. And Prabhupada's reply was very interesting. He said, well, actually, we could save money in many other different ways. And then the devotees were waiting for suggestions. And he said then, well, You don't have to take any prasadam. You can just preach every day and not eat. Then you will save a lot of money. That was also a joke. We can save a lot of money. But is that practical? How will you be able to preach if you don't eat? So he was saying in a similar way, how will you be able to preach unless you rejuvenate your heart and soul, mind, by coming to the Holy Dham? So this is these are two songs written by a reggae group, devotee reggae group, back in the 80s, describing the difference between the two establishments. Well, actually, there are two reggae songs. The first song is called The Vile Society, and they're really pointing a finger at how demoniac society is. They're trying to hang their hat where the hand can't reach. And those who don't know nothing, they're trying to teach. Their hearts are hard like stone, yet they pretend to weep. And those who don't nothing, know nothing, they're trying to reap. They kill their children before they're born, and they'll kill a cow just to get a horn. They don't care anymore what they eat. They'll kill their mother just to get the meat. They're intoxicating themselves to death, and smoke and fire has become their breath. The brain is now like a gaping hole, and they don't know nothing about the spirit soul. Now the air is nothing but factory smoke, yet everybody is going broke. The school is just like a slaughterhouse where they love to read about Mickey Mouse. And the women all want to be the men, and the men can only remember when. And the children leave when they learn to talk, and with obscene language they learn to talk. History repeats itself, they say, and there is no end to the longest day. So don't feel bad when the axe comes down, 'cause you won't know if to smile or frown. No matter what you may say or do, you can only get what's coming to you, and the only way you can change your fate is by going back to the spiritual state. And this is also from the same group, the reggae group. It is called Come and Join the Congregation. Actually, you can join in with this chorus. Can you repeat after me? Come and join the congregation of the chanting of the holy name. You don't need to change your situation, but you'll never ever be the same. That's the chorus. This you can, I will just repeat. This is the age, it's the iron age. Everybody's living on an iron wage. Gone are the days of silver and gold. If you live till 20, you'll be very old. So, Come and join the congregation. It's the chanting of the holy name. You don't need to change your situation, but you'll never ever be the same. Now listen to what the good book said. Just try and make it out while you're still ahead. You don't have too much time to waste if you really want to get that higher taste. So, come and join the congregation. It is the chanting of the holy names. You don't need to change your situation, but you'll never ever be the same. Everybody here can play a part. You'll feel that power within your heart. You don't need to bother what people think, because they don't really care if you swim or sink. So, come and join the congregation. It is the chanting of the holy name. You don't need to change your situation, and you'll never ever be the same. You've got everything to gain and nothing to lose, so I really don't see how you can refuse. There's nothing to pay, it don't cost you a cent. You won't even see which way your trouble went. So, that name will enter in everyone's home because it's even sweeter than a honeycomb. It's got more power than an atom bomb, because Goloka is the place where it's coming from. So, these different arts actually should be archived. Devotees spend so much time writing songs and doing dramas. So much time they spend and present it maybe once or twice, and then often it's lost. This is a drama which was done by the Vaikuntha players. And if I remember correctly, Prabhupada even saw this here in Sridham Mayapur. It's called The Age of Kali. Do you mind if I read this? It's okay. It's quite powerful. It's a conversation between Kali and Sin. I won't mention who's Kali and who's Sin, because they're one as bad as the other. But it starts off with Kali saying, "Yes, this is my age. I have 432,000 years to have my fun. Illicit sex. Such a delight for a moment's pleasure. Like dogs, they'll fight. And if a child is conceived by chance, to be rid of the inconvenience, they'll kill the baby in the womb, making the rubbish bin his tomb. Woman hunters will scavenge the night, and they'll slaughter the cows for their appetite, which brings us to meat eating. What would you like for dinner, dear? Some freshly killed pig, chicken, or steer? Christmas killed turkey, rabbit, lamb?" Kali replies, "No, love. Tonight I shall eat my fellow man. I'll get you all. Just wait and see. I'll have no compassion, not one drop of mercy. Intoxication. Would you like a cigarette, sir? Some coffee or tea? Maybe you would like some burgundy. What? Not enough? Hey man, try some hashes or LSD. A mystical vision, I guarantee. Whatever you want, you just come to me. Worshipping God? There will hardly be any, but even the pauper will worship his penny. They'll have no idea how life began, but their lives will end with a nuclear bang. Come on, enjoy your life. Do your own thing. It's all absurd. Forget tomorrow. Just have some fun. It doesn't matter. It's all one. Blow your mind and let it run. The gods will be science and mental speculation. Today was established that the universe came out of a big explosion. The leaders of society, so filled with lust, they'll be bribed to see the only way for there to be peace will be to rid the world of me, Kali. They'll try to be masters of the world and enjoy a life of ease, but they'll create a hell of concrete skies and plastic trees. Like rats, they'll race at frightening speeds, encaged in cars of steel, and they'll work like slaves to feed their shiny coffins on four wheels. What a tangled web we'll weave. We'll hypnotize their brains with senseless songs and television. We'll cripple their bodies with junk food, chemicals, and pollution. We'll twist their minds with political lies in books and newspapers. And we'll break their hearts in their godless schools. And this is just the beginning. You wait till we get going. For I am Kali, and I am his consort Sin. And when we're done, you will see how heads will spin. For I am Kali, and I am consort Sin. You'll eat one another, even kith and kin. For I am Kali, and I am his consort Sin. You'll all be old men by the time you're 10. For I am Kali, and I am his consort Sin. And this is the age that will do you all in. And it's interesting at the end of this drama, at this point of the drama, they hear the chanting of the holy name. And Sin asked Kali, what is that sound? And Kali said, oh no, he can't come yet. And Sin said, who? Lord Chaitanya. So, it was the age of Kali. It was the age of Kali. Now it is the age of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has come to deliver everyone, to be part of his Sankirtan movement, the chanting of the holy names. It is not whether it's going to happen or not. It is already happening. And the question we need to ask, whether we want to be part of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Prabhupada writes the letter in 1977, "Our movement is an epidemic. It will devour the whole of Europe and America. As for the newspapers giving bad reports, they simply take some advantage for selling their newspaper, but it has no lasting value. These countries are faced with difficulties, but it is nature's law. They will be without food, water, and they will be heavily taxed. There will be revolution. How long can they keep the people terrorized? It will burst. I can't imagine how people are living in such a rotten state. There is nothing like pleasure. All is morose. Only we are benedicting the fallen souls all over the world. So go on with your enthusiastic preaching and try to do good to others with Krishna consciousness." Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There is one more song. This is by George Harrison. Of course, George Harrison, he wrote many songs, and he really pointed his finger at the materialistic, mundane establishment. In practically in every song, he pointed his finger and directed people towards Krishna consciousness. And I think it was 1972, somewhere around that time, George came to see Prabhupada in London, in his room, at the temple. So he came into Prabhupada's room, and Prabhupada sat him down next to him. But he said, I would like to ask you a very serious question. He said, "Prabhupada, I want to be a devotee. Should I join the temple and should I get initiated?" And Prabhupada's reply was that no, you should not join the temple. You should continue with your music. This is your service to Krishna. And as far as being initiated, as far as I'm concerned, you're already initiated. Your name is Harrison, the son of Hari. So please continue your music. This is a nice song. The day the world gets around. The day the world gets around to understand where it's gone, losing so much ground, killing each other hand in hand, such foolishness in man, I want no part in their plan. If you're the destructive kind, now I'm working from day to day, as I don't want to be like you. I look for the pure of heart and the ones that have made a start. But Lord, there are just a few who bow before you. In silence they pray for the day the world gets round, using all they've found to help each other hand in hand. So George was very eager to make these points. And Prabhupada himself, he would encourage us that the only price that we need to pay, because Krishna consciousness in itself is free, but there is one price that he mentioned that we need to pay. And what is that price? And the price is our eagerness to serve Krishna, our eagerness to disassociate with things that are unfavorable for our Krishna consciousness and to remain associated with those things that are favorable. This will be our victory. That if you see someone enthusiastically serving Maya, you should run down the street and pass them enthusiastically serving Krishna. There is a phenomena within our society today where there are some sections, they call themselves devotees, but I would question. They would preach to the sincere devotees who are chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles and would point out to them, why are you so fanatic? Sometimes I'm asked this question. If someone asks you, why are you so fanatically serving, chanting 16 rounds, following the four regulative principles? So my reply to that kind of question would be, I would rather be enthusiastic to go back home, back to Godhead, than to be enthusiastic to go down to hell. Because these are the choices we have. We either lift ourselves like a lotus flower, transcend the modes of material nature, be transcendentally situated, help Srila Prabhupada, help Lord Chaitanya in this mission, and go back home, back to Godhead. Lord Chaitanya himself gave us two instructions. We should develop a taste for the holy name. And the second instruction is that we should try somehow or other to bring people who have no Krishna consciousness, to bring them closer to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Gaurangi Pai. So this is our challenge. As they say, there's no victory without defeat. If you want to defeat over something, or if you want to be victorious, you must defeat over the powers of the material energy, material nature, the three modes, Maya. Prabhupada mentioned that even as devotees we are performing devotional practices, but often we are divided in our service. We divide a little bit for Krishna, a little bit for me. And even sometimes we kind of calculate, well, maybe I gave a little bit too much to Krishna, a little bit back for me. Prabhupada calls it sand in the sweet rice. I was in India preaching last year. I hadn't been in India preaching for many, many years, and I wanted to see how it was to preach in India at this particular time. And I remember I was in one temple and one devotee, he asked if I wanted some sweet rice. And I declined. I said, no, that's fine. I've had some prasad, thank you. And he said, no, you should try this sweet rice. And the second time I declined. But he was so insistent. He said, no, this sweet rice is well known for its greatness. So I said, okay, give me one bowl. So he gave one bowl and I was eating. And I was thinking, wow, he's right. This sweet rice is so wonderful. So after finishing that bowl, I said, can I have another bowl? So he gave me a second bowl. And after the second bowl, I couldn't resist. I said, can I have another bowl? And after the third bowl of sweet rice, I was thinking, this must be like pure devotional service. This is Amrita. You cannot have enough. This is Krishna consciousness. It's Amrita. It is so sweet and so wonderful. We cannot have enough of it. We must come to this stage. Sincerely chant every day our 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles. And develop this higher taste so that we can immerse ourselves in Krishna consciousness. So we've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Let's get on with it. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Gornitai ki, chanting 16 rounds every day ki, Itai Gor Brahmandi.